This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:13 on his Thursday morning, August 14th, as we head into the belly of the beast of hurricane season. But it's all quiet for the next 7 to 10 days. That's all we can do, 7 to 10 days at a time, otherwise hot and humid. But again, if the tropics are quiet, I don't think any of us have anything to complain about. Andy Smith joins us now, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. That's not something you guys worry about, is it, Andy? Hurricane season, really?
Not too much. Usually just in mid-late September, we'll get the remnants of them that come up the coast, and we get 3 inches of rain. But generally, the wind's largely gone by the time they get up this way.
So what do you worry? Because here in New Orleans, you know, we worry about, because we're under sea level, we worry about heavy rains, and we also worry about hurricane season every year after Katrina. In New Hampshire, what do you worry about weather-wise?
Tourists from Massachusetts. Other than them, ice storms. Ice storms are the bad thing around here.
Oh, my. Tourists from Massachusetts. Well, that just said a whole lot, didn't it? Let's talk about this story about a record number of lawmakers aren't planning to run for re-election. What's going on here? And is it Republicans that are not running for re-election? Democrats evenly split? What?
Well, I think what you're seeing, the record number means it's the record number for this point in time in a cycle. Okay. And I think what's going on there is that the number of people that typically resign has been relatively stable over the last 20, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. somewhere in the 10 to 15% of the Congress, so 40 to 50 people. I think what you're seeing now is people deciding to leave earlier. Giving their parties a chance to recruit people and start fundraising for them, or they see that they've got a strong challenger in a primary and they're just saying, heck with it. So I think that we should not be overly concerned about the numbers that are leaving now, because it's in line with what's happened before. And you're seeing it from both Republicans and Democrats are leaving. The biggest reason people leave is you can see that the general reasons, they're old. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of elderly folks in our Congress. The amount of time they have to spend raising money, which is no fun. They spend 2 to 3 days a week just sitting raising money. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest thing is they think they're going to lose. With divisions in both parties, both kind of like the Trump versus non-Trump Republicans, and then the more progressive versus more traditional Democrats, there's a lot of reason to say, you know, I have to worry about a primary and a general election, so I'm just going to get out now. So I think those are the big reasons that you're seeing this happen right now. The other reason is that people are seeking higher office. So you see a lot of people running for governor, running for senator. They're not going to announce they're leaving earlier than before, again, because it costs so much to run for those seats. So they want to spend more time focusing on those seats and fundraising for them.
I always wondered what was bigger, senator or governor?
I'd say, you know, from a practical position, the governor is a much better position to have because you're actually getting to manage something, you run something. So that attracts those people that want to see accomplishments in the sense of actually delivering on services, changing the way the state business is, attracting business to the state, et cetera. My view with the Senate is they just are the ones who like to talk more. They get a lot of adulation in Washington in the inside circles there, but they really only have a staff of, you know, maybe 20 or 30 people, and they spend their time raising money and talking rather than actually administering something. So that's why you see the a number of governors who are encouraged to run for the Senate, but they'll look at that and say, Jesus, why do I want to do that kind of crap? I can stay here in my state and actually do something rather than just talk.
But I would make an argument if looking at it from the other side of it. Well, wait, I got 6 years in office. I got the perks. I got a guaranteed paycheck. Chances are I'm going to be reelected because senators, for the most part, often do get reelected, do they not?
They do. You sound like you live close to Washington there.
No, I'm just looking. I'm just looking for a steady paycheck. That's all. That's what I'm looking for. And you know what, Andy? I am so jaded. I am so cynical about politics. I'd like to think that people get into it. And I know a guy, a state senator. I was visiting with him yesterday that I tell him I think he's one of the good ones, that he's always does the right thing and he's trying to do the right thing for the right people and for the right purposes. Sometimes as part, and I told him this too, I said, sometimes as part of the process, I know you have to kind of swallow hard and go along, but that's in order to do the greater good. I get all of that. And then my final words to him were, don't F it up.
Well, they're all under a lot of pressure by the parties and just by, you know, personal desires to move up in life to seek higher office. And once you're in those higher offices, you've got staff that you have to make sure can keep their jobs. You've got consultants that are telling you to run again. You're constantly running for money. You got the party putting pressure on you to say, you know, keep running and you'll move up a leg or two in the pecking order in the House or the Senate. So there are a lot of pressures for you to stay in office. And once you get in that grind, that's kind of what you do. There are people that actually enjoy the political combat more than they do the legislating. And I think that's the problem. Those are the ones that we see a lot of. I think it was Morris Fiorina, an old political scientist, used to talk about workhorses versus show horses in Congress. The workhorses are the guys you're talking about. They tend to work on legislation for a long time. They become specialists in different areas. And the show horses are the ones that go on TV and talk a lot.
I've been doing this job for a long time and years ago, I was running a tease. You know, we do teases where coming up tomorrow, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a call at my home at about 7 o'clock at night from David Vitter, who was senator at the time, saying, are you really doing this? Blah, 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 pleading his case. And I still don't know how he got my cell phone number.
They have people.
Really? I'm serious. That to this day, I can remember exactly where I was, where it's like this Senator David Vitter. Okay. And I thought it was a robocall at first, but no, it was him griping about the tease that I was running. Are you really doing this and this, that, and the other thing? It's like, I didn't ask, but I should have asked. How'd you get this number? I'm just curious. All right, Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. We'll pick it up here. We come back about President Trump. And I see some senators that might be thinking about running for governor and how that could affect him. Tommy Tuberville, Marsha Blackburn. And, well, as a Democrat as well, Michael Bennett, 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, August 14th. Talking with our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, about senators, primarily, I guess, the representatives that are not running. We have a story running, Dave Cohn will tell you more about, locally, about Democrats not really having much of a bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For many people to put up for office. Nationally, is that the case, Andy? Is one party stronger than the other when it comes to candidates?
Well, I think in 2026, it's going to be a better year for Democrats because historically, the president's party loses seats in midterm elections. So usually the overall dynamics means that some of those people that were considering running have been waiting for one of these midterm elections. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's going to vary on a state-by-state basis, certainly, because strong Republican states, it's going to be difficult for the Democrats to recruit a strong candidate and vice versa in strong Democratic states. But it's usually that overall cycle of midterm elections favoring the party that's not in the White House that I think is driving a lot of the lack of depth on the Republican bench. And another reason why you've seen a lot of Republicans deciding that this is the time to spend more time with their family.
So when it comes to what do most of these people do when they leave? Become lobbyists? I know that's what David Vitter did. I think he's working for lobbying for Russia. I thought he was doing that the last time I checked.
A lot of them go into that. Several people try to go to higher office, but if the ones who are resigning, if they're very old, like our senator here, Jean Shaheen, she's probably just going to retire. But you get a lot of people, though, if they've been in the Senate, particularly, who go into lobbying, because once you've been in the Senate for even a day, Senate rules allow you to go onto the floor of the Senate. And that means you can put your arm around somebody and say, hey, listen, old buddy, why don't you vote this way on this bill? And that's something that lobbying groups and lobbying law firms down in D.C. really desire, those people who can get right onto the floor of the Senate and speak directly to senators.
What about the people I mentioned before, Tuberville and Blackburn? Would that have any effect on President Trump's agenda, or is he going to be actively involved? How long are his coattails, fingers, however you want to say it, when it comes to the elections?
I don't think that's going to matter too much because both Alabama and Tennessee are pretty solidly Republican states. It's likely that Republicans will be replacing them in those seats. So I don't think that's going to make much difference in the overall look. I think that some of the places that I'd be paying more attention to would be the places where the senator is out of step with the state. And I just look across the border in Maine here, Susan Collins is out of step with both the MAGA wing of the Republican Party in Maine, but she's the state of Maine is becoming more and more Democratic over time as well. So she's the kind of person that I think is most likely to resign and make it hard for the Republicans to pick up that seat. I don't think if Susan Collins doesn't run, I think that we pretty much marked that seat down as a Democratic seat next fall.
And as it is, it's almost like independent now, right? I mean, she's a Republican, but for the most part, doesn't toe the party line, accurate or not?
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe. And that's what, our representatives are supposed to do. They're supposed to represent what their state looks like rather than what the president or the party down in D.C. want them to do. And their reelection is determined on their ability to convince their state, the voters in their state, that they're doing what the state wants rather than what the people in Washington want. But as I mentioned, though, those divisions within the party are making that difficult. If anybody seems to stray from the party orthodoxy, either Republican or Democratic Party, then there's the threat of them being challenged in a primary, which nobody really wants to do. Parties don't even want to do it, but that's the way they kind of keep them under rein to vote the way the party wants them to vote.
Thank you, Andy.
And I don't know what we can do about that.
Appreciate it. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Let me clean this up quickly. David Vitter is a partner of Mercury in Washington, D.C., and leads the development of Mercury's Gulf South operations. He helps clients with strategic government relations. He's a partner of Mercury. I just said that, didn't I? And I thought at one point he was lobbying for the Russians. I don't want to slander anybody or anything like that, but that's currently what David Vitter's doing. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.